Are you ready for 60 bone-crunching minutes of inside info and expert analysis? It's the fantasy football coverage real handicappers crave. Packed with stats without going into sudden-death overtime. So get off the sideline and get into the game. There's no stopping the Power Hour.
Welcome to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, everything's doing just great.
Would it be safe to say the Steelers have a statement game this week?
Yes, they do. They have a couple of statement games coming up, actually. You can't look ahead, but they play the Vikings this week. And then they have the Broncos on Monday night after a bye. So it's about to be a rough time on their schedule.
Right. They should have to shave off a few pounds from eating all those cupcakes. So. So, Rick, got to talk to you about what's it like to score 190 points in a fantasy league? You had Tom Brady, Ray Rice, Maurice Jones-Drew. That must have been nice.
Yeah, that worked out pretty well for me last week. But, of course, now Rice and Maurice Jones-Drew are on bye this week, so I'm going to probably even back out and score 20 this week.
Right,
so.
And you also had a great day from Marcus Colston. You had a great day from Hines Ward. So everybody you had scored 20 points or more. It was just unbelievable.
I had Roethlisberger in a different league, and he put up in that league scoring. It was like 42 points or something. So I had a real good week.
Right. Well, because, yeah, if you get a bonus for going over 300, over 400 yards, because then you have over 400.
Yeah.
So, wow. Ridiculous, I tell you. We'll talk a lot of pro fantasy football. We'll also talk about the NFL MVP race a little bit, see who's shaping up. College fantasy football, we'll give you all the start, sit, waiver wire you need. Plus, we'll take a little peek at the BCS standings that came out. Our guest on this week's show, Andrew Perna of RealGM.com, he'll give us a little NBA preview. He's one of the few people I'll openly admit knows more about the NBA than I do. Our Bay Bracket, talk about the Musicians region. And, of course, free picks, big game in college, TCU, BYU. Vikings Steelers. We'll break that game down a little further. I'm sure Joe will love that. If you want to chime in, email radio@sportsoverload.com. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/sportsoverload. We look forward to hearing from you. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk a little pro fantasy football when we come back in just a couple minutes.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high-gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Sick and tired of your dry, cracked feet? Tried everything you can find to heal them? Try OmniBalm Daily Foot Therapy with tea tree oil. It works. Tea tree oil has antiseptic, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory properties. It's powerful. And OmniBalm has 13%. That's more than twice as much as the other foot creams. OmniBalm's non-greasy and has effective moisturizers that really penetrate into rough, thick skin. Your feet will feel softer and more comfortable after using it for just a few days. OmniBalm's great for anyone who wants healthier feet, and it's especially helpful for diabetics who have to take extra care of their feet. Friends and family of the pharmacist who developed OmniBalm have been using it for almost 20 years, and now it's available to the rest of us. If nothing else has worked on your feet, try OmniBalm Daily Foot Therapy. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. To order, call 888-99-OmniBalm or visit OmniBalm.com. That's 888-99-OmniBalm or OmniBalm.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier free source for fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Now it's time to talk a little pro fantasy football. Some big-time performances last week. Like I mentioned in the opener, Tom Brady, 380 yards, 6 touchdowns, Maurice Jones-Drew, who we told you would bounce back, 133 yards, 3 touchdowns. Ray Rice didn't Didn't do a whole lot on the ground as far as rushing yards, only 77 yards, but they had a couple touchdowns and 117 receiving yards to go with it. So those are the monster guys we talked about a little bit. And Maurice Jones-Drew, their schedule, like we talked about, he'll get back to. So we think Maurice Jones-Drew's back, safe. What a difference a week makes.
Yeah, a bye week this week, but then two good matchups right behind that. The Jaguars don't seem to be going anywhere, but it looks like he's getting in gear.
Right, the Jaguars looked awful against the winless St. Louis Rams last week.
But they are back to 3-3 now. They're back at 500, and they have a bye. So I'm sure they're encouraged by that. And like you said, they have a couple favorable matchups the next couple of weeks after that. So here's after midway point through the season, this team could be 5-3.
Right. And another thing is the AFC South is not as tough as it was last year. The Titans are awful. The Texans are hit or miss. They already beat the Texans once. And they already played at Indianapolis. So, their schedule, it works out great where they could have 9 or 10 wins and really not even be that good a team. So
right.
The Jaguars, may still be in the playoff hunt. We'll see. Let's move on to some guys you might want to pick up this week. Rick, who are you looking at as a waiver wire pickup?
Waiver wire, looking at that this week, I mean, it's getting tougher and tougher as we go.
Thinner.
Yeah. If Tashad Choice is still out there, it looks like he's bypassed Felix Jones on the depth chart.
Felix Jones' injury seems to linger, kind of makes you a little worried. You're not sure when he's going to be back and how effective he'll be.
And Choice has been good. That's
right.
Part of it, too. I mean,
he's
done a good job. If by chance somebody gave up on Wes Welker in your league, that's another guy. Check and make sure he's not hanging out there somewhere. Heath Miller has had an exceptional year and just been great this year, and that's a good pickup. And the other guy, Sidney Rice, if that one's still out there in your league, that's somebody worth looking at. It looks like Target, he's a prime target out there now.
And a guy that had been all forgotten about in fantasy land, Lawrence Maroney. He was a guy that was a top 20 fantasy player 3 years ago, and he had been in the doghouse in New England. And now with the injury situation with Fred Taylor, Sammy Morris, Maroney seems like a guy, especially this week against the Bucks, that might be a guy that you probably want to pick up if you can get, and he's probably available in at least half the leagues.
And I want to mention a couple of guys that had big expectations and then they had injuries. Mike Bell and Hakeem Nicks, have gotten back in the mix. So if those guys are available, go out and get them.
Right. Mike Bell's a really interesting one because he didn't have that many yards, but he seemed to get a lot of goal line carries. He got a goal line touchdown on a fourth and goal against the Giants, which I have Pierre Thomas in a few leagues, so I wasn't real happy. But because Pierre Thomas had 70 yards rushing and got the bulk of the carries, and then they get down at the goal line and Mike Bell gets the touchdown. It's like, man. So that's interesting to watch. And even Reggie Bush got a rushing touchdown. Yeah. So everybody but Pierre Thomas got a rushing touchdown against the Giants. They put up 48 points, and Pierre Thomas wasn't really that involved.
Maybe a bit of a surprise here. A defense to go after, the Buffalo Bills defense. They rank fourth in fantasy yards altogether. So go out and get the Buffalo Bills, well, pass defense, I'll say. And they're playing Jake Delhomme this week.
Right.
So that looks like a favorable matchup for them.
Right. Might be a good pickup this week is Jake Delhomme. It doesn't seem to matter who they're playing. He throws two or three interceptions, which will give you a few fantasy points there, and they're not going to score a lot of points. I would put it a cap on that one at 17. And actually, that game will have something to do with one of my locks of the week later in the show. So can't give it away just yet, though.
The upside of that game is D'Angelo Williams. He'll have a big game. I mean, they can stop the pass. Part
right,
of that is
right.
They can't stop the run, so nobody passes on them.
Right. It was a strange game how Thomas Jones had 210 yards rushing. You would think if Thomas Jones put up 200 yards on the ground, they would have scored more than 13 points, but it didn't seem to work out that way.
I think five interceptions offset that just a little bit.
Right. As we talked about this a little before the show, but it's just amazing how when you're running the ball that well, how do you even put yourself in a situation to throw five picks? That just blows my mind when you just stick to the ground game. I don't know what the Jets are doing there.
Kind of going back to Heath Miller, he's got a great matchup this week. It's one of those weird things where the Vikings give up tons of points, fantasy points, to the tight end, more than anybody else in the league.
It's one of those statistical oddities.
And Heath Miller's had a great year, and now going in to see the Vikings, that looks like a good play. That's a guy you want to play.
And I want to expand on that just a little bit as a surprise to you guys, I'm sure. But, the Vikings are not very good in pass defense or receiving defense, which is, I think, one and the same. But so that means all the Steelers look good this week. You talked about Ben Roethlisberger, Hines Ward doing good for you last week. Also, don't forget about Santonio Holmes.
Right. Yeah. I would say the receiving game looks good. I would say I'm not expecting a monster day from Rashard Mendenhall. But the passing game,
I would agree.
Mendenhall's on my sit list. That's
right.
A guy I'm not playing this week.
Right. Now, I got to ask you this. What do y'all think about the whole Sherman Lewis from bingo to play caller?
It's got to be an improvement over what they had.
It's mind-boggling. You know, here's a guy that he's been out of the league for the last 5 years. He's calling bingo. You bring him in as a consultant, and now all of a sudden, on a Monday night game, the premier game that everybody's going to be watching, he's going to be play calling. And it just puts your head coach, management, owners, everybody, it makes them look bad, puts them in a bad situation. So we'll see what comes out of it.
You know, just looking at it, I'm guessing, you know, they have a game on national television, like you mentioned, on Monday night against a division rival, Philadelphia Eagles. I'm guessing that game's not going to go well, being that the Eagles will want to come out and play hard since they were so bad last week. I have a feeling Andy Reid's going to be a little angry. The game's not going to go well. You're in a primetime game. I'm expecting something to happen Tuesday after that game. I'm not expecting that to go well. Maybe Jim Zorn finally – actually, at this point, he's hoping he gets fired just about. I mean, he's pretty exactly. much just a puppet right now. So.
And they do have a bye after this game. So, like you said, it's very likely that he will be gone.
Right. I would expect something to happen there, and they got a week to kind of recover and see what's going to happen before they play again.
You know, the other side of that, though, is we good chance we're looking at an uncapped year coming up. Mm-hmm. The Redskins spend money like nobody's business.
Yes,
it's a good
do.
Spot for somebody to be in because they're going to throw the money
right.
that year.
Right. Bill Cowher, Mike Shanahan, those guys will probably get offered $6, $7 million a year. Who knows? Sky's the limit for what their salary might be for next year. And if you're an upcoming free agent, you have to love it as well because they'll pay it. They proved with Albert Haynesworth they will pay you.
And there's also been talk about Mike Holmgren coming back. So look out for him. You know, I thought this was a guy that is definitely retired for the long run, but there's been a lot of talk about him coming back now.
Gruden, I've heard his name thrown out there.
Right, I've heard Gruden too.
Oh, Gruden definitely wants to get back in.
Yeah.
No surprise there.
The one thing, I kind of put Daniel Snyder in that same category of the Jerry Jones where the owner's really involved. And sometimes some coaches don't want to go do that. It's like Bill Parcells' old saying, if you want me to cook the dinner, you might let me, you know, buy some of the groceries. And, you know, if you're Mike Shanahan or Holmgren or someone like that, that may be a problem that comes up if Snyder hasn't been somebody that was going to take a hands-off approach. Now let's talk about get back to fantasy for a second. Some guys that I've just about given up on. Matt Forte is one. Rick, is there any hope left?
You know, I don't think so. Forte's another guy I would give up on at this point. I probably, you know, I'm not going to drop him, but I'm stowing him on the bench and wait until I see something before he gets back in the starting lineup.
And that's where I would have to agree. I wouldn't drop him completely because right now you don't have a lot of choices at running back. But here's why I would keep him. When the weather gets colder outside and Chicago is one of those places, you can't throw the ball as much and have success. So Matt Forte, in the next few weeks, he will get his opportunities.
You know, and I think he's still a guy that I would keep him just because he's a guy that will, when the matchup is right, still maybe be able to give you double figures. I just don't think he's that guy anymore that's going to give you 12 to 15 points every week. I think, you know, he had his own one good game of the year was against the Lions. So when they play someone like the Lions, they play him again this season. That's a guy that you can put in and feel comfortable. He'll at least get you double figures. The one thing, as far as being consistent every week, he's gotten opportunities in the red zone. At first, I thought it was because they were going to throw more in the red zone and that kind of thing. But he's actually gotten red zone opportunities. Yeah. He's just gotten stuffed. He hadn't got the ball in there. He fumbled Sunday night when he got down there.
Right. Two fumbles.
Right. So, you know, he's just been awful down there. So, you know, you really can't point the finger at anybody but Matt Forte for why he hasn't played well.
Got to give him credit, though, for that recovery while he was sitting on top of the ball. I still don't know how they called it that way.
Right. And another guy that I would be looking to trade just because Jake DeHolm has just killed his fantasy value is Steve Smith. Is the other Steve Smith now? I mean, how do we clarify that?
Yeah, he becomes the other Steve Smith now because Steve Smith with the New York Giants, as we know, he's playing very well these days.
Smith's a moody guy, though, and it just feels like he's given up. I mean, it's like he's packed the bags up waiting for the end of the season now, which really is discouraging for his owners.
I wish the trade deadline in the NFL extended a couple weeks because, you know, he's a guy I could see, you know, another one of those wide receivers that gets a little angry, a little moody. He's a guy that I could have seen getting Braylon Edwards type trade where he gets moved and making an impact somewhere else. But unfortunately, the trade deadline has passed and he's stuck in Carolina. It could end up ugly by the season.
You know, other than their running backs, he's the best option they have. So I don't understand what the problem is. You know, I know they don't have a quality guy right now back there throwing the ball. But as far as, you know, the options out there, he's the guy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to get him the ball.
It's easy to double-team him, though, because, I mean, what else do? You cover him and you stop their passing game.
Right.
Right, that seems to have been the problem. They pretty much have a simple recipe. It's either run the ball and go play action, and throw over the top to Smith. But if you stop the running game, Smith is the only option. It's pretty easy to stop him. But anyway, that's our pro fantasy football segment. We're up against the break. We're going to have college fantasy football coming for you. Up next, you're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. Don't go anywhere. We've got college fantasy football coming up next.
Be a part of the fastest growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? The HomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for the Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. The HomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's the HomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, the HomeImprovementNet.com.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your LeafGuard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the LeafGuard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for LeafGuard.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Now it's time to talk a little college football. BCS standings are out. And, well, let me just put it this way. Do you agree? Should Florida be number one or should Alabama?
I'd probably go Alabama, but, you know, I'm not upset about it either way. Those are the two best teams. That's the clear thing to me.
I agree there. And these two teams, you know, they're on a crash course anyway. We don't know if they're going to stay undefeated, but if everything happens the way that you think it is, then they stay undefeated. They meet in the SEC championship game, and we'll find out who's number one.
Right. One thing that I'm a little concerned about is I just don't think anybody from the Big 12 deserves playing the national championship right now. I think the winner of the Big 12 will end up being the other team, more than likely. Whoever wins Florida, Alabama will probably play the Big 12 champ, which is probably going to be Texas. But, you know, Texas just hasn't impressed me. If it wasn't for some special teams breakdowns by Oklahoma in the first half that kind of let Texas back in the ballgame, I don't know if they beat Oklahoma even without Sam Bradford, and really that Oklahoma hasn't been playing that well. Texas hasn't really impressed me so far.
Well, let's talk a little further down the list there. If Texas loses, and then we have Boise State and Cincy, say they both stay undefeated, do they deserve to get in undefeated over some of these other teams that are behind them? Iowa could lose a game. I could see them losing. USC has already lost one game. Is this the year that a non-BCS school, which Cincy is in a BCS conference,
right?
But Boise State, do they deserve to play for the national title this year if they go undefeated?
I would say probably not, and they're not going to get the votes or the respect. And I would say they just need one more team in the WAC. You know, there's got to be one or two more teams. If Boise State, if you switched them and TCU, I would say Boise State would have a much better chance because TCU is going to have an actual opportunity to beat some people from here on out. They play BYU this week. I know that's not, you know, it's not like playing Alabama, but playing at BYU, who ranks 16th, that's a quality win. Then you play Utah a little bit later on. That's two wins over ranked teams if TCU is to go undefeated.
Right.
I think, you know, if Texas loses, I think it's going to be TCU or maybe USC. One of those two are probably who fills in the other spot when it's said and done.
That's what I was going to say. Either one of you can jump on this one. Ask yourself this. USC versus either Boise State, Cincinnati, or Iowa on a neutral field. Do you take any of those teams over USC on a neutral field?
No.
And at TCU and USC on a neutral field, I think that'd be a good ball game.
I think with a young USC team this year, I think with TCU's defense, Andy Dalton, the quarterback, Gary Patterson's the most underrated coach in the country, depending on how you look at it. I loved him for a long time, but he still doesn't, as far as the national media, get sometimes the big credit he deserves.
And now that you mention that, Brian Kelly as well.
Right.
You know, he's a guy that motivates his team. He wins everywhere he goes. So I think that's a team that would show up, but I still don't take him over USC.
Right. Cincinnati, I'm just curious to see. And we'll see how they go. I think Cincinnati may end up losing a game in Big East play there. As far as the Big East goes, it gets a little tougher on the back end their last three or four games against West Virginia, Pittsburgh. So we'll see. Cincinnati may drop a game. I think they will not get in if they lose a game, without question.
It's really weird to look at those standings and not see Oklahoma anywhere in them, though. And that's really odd to me.
Right. The one thing, though, is interesting. We'll pick the game later. Oklahoma is still a 7.5-point favorite at Kansas, who's ranked 25th. That's amazing to me.
Yeah, that is amazing.
So let's get a little fantasy talk in there. One thing I want to mention that's an interesting situation, Joe. Greg Child's been a really good wide receiver for the Razorbacks. You know, 480 yards and 5 touchdowns for the Arkansas Razorbacks at 6'3". One thing that's helped him get a little bit more looks his way is Joe Adams. Talk about Joe Adams' situation.
Joe Adams, he suffered a mild stroke. And
What?
Yeah, exactly. And it's only mild because it didn't happen to you. You know, I think a stroke is a major ordeal, no matter what it is. And I mean, he's a guy that he's a big playmaker for the Razorbacks, and we've seen him on the sidelines, and he looks like he's coming back into form. But while he's been out, Greg Childs has been their deep threat. He's been able to catch passes over the middle. He's a big physical receiver, and he can get a lot of yards after the catch. So his production has picked up quite a bit.
Right. I would say right now Greg Childs is a top 10 fantasy wide receiver. Another guy I want to get to is Marty Gilliard. He's been the number one wide receiver so far in college fantasy football. The problem is now they have a little change of pace because Tony Pike is injured with the wrist. He's going to be out a couple weeks. And Zach Calero is their backup quarterback. He's a little bit more of a running QB, as you saw in the game against South Florida. So I'm curious if he's going to get the same deep looks he's been getting, if that's going to change things and how the Cincinnati offense looks in the next few weeks.
I think they've got to get him the ball. It's probably just going to be different. You know, it's going to be more reverses, more, you know, lining
receiver
up with
screens,
the tailback, crazy stuff like that. They got to get him the ball. And I think fantasy-wise, I wouldn't back off of him at all.
I don't think he'll put up the 25 points a week he's been putting up, but I still think because he's also a guy that returns kicks.
Yeah.
He's also a guy that they've given the ball in reverses. He has a rushing touchdown or two. So he's a guy that's still been involved, and you can't sit him, but maybe temper your expectations a little bit. Got about 30 seconds left here. I'm going to give you a few injury notes. Jarrett Brown suffered a concussion against West Virginia. He's a guy you want to make sure he's a game-time decision. Tony Pike was a guy we just mentioned. DeMarco Murray hurt his ankle. He's another game-time decision you might want to check. Some teams on bye week this week. There's not as many bye weeks as it gets a little bit later in the season. Virginia Tech, Georgia, Wisconsin, NC State, and Memphis are some teams on bye you might want to keep an eye on this week. And we talked about TCU in the BCS standings, and that makes me want to sit Max Hall, BYU's quarterback. I think Max Hall's a guy you want to sit against TCU. And so that's a little college fantasy football for you. Up next, we're going to have an interview with Andrew Pernum of RealGM.com. The man knows his NBA. It's a great interview. You don't go anywhere. Stay with us. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's got to drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailers tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? TheHomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for The Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. TheHomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's TheHomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, TheHomeImprovementNet.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. We've got Andrew Pern on the line from RealGM.com, a great basketball website. How you doing, Andrew?
Doing pretty well, Ron. How are you?
Doing real good. You know, RealGM just has a lot of stuff going on. You've got RealGM Radio going now. You have a lot of, obviously, basketball writers and different things going on. Talk a little bit about what all you got going on at RealGM right now.
We do have a lot going on right now. Myself and my co-host Jeff Duncan have actually been doing Real GM Radio now for about a solid year or so. We broadcast over Block Talk Radio. It's free, but it works awesome for us. We broadcast every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 Central. Like you said, we got a lot going on the site. Obviously, with the NBA season coming up, I myself have been going through some previews. And our basketball content, in my opinion, is always top-notch. And, you know, we're trying to build a baseball, football, and hockey sites as well.
Right. I think you're a great source of information. One of the first stops I make when I'm looking, especially the wiretap headlines from all across the country. I love checking that for all the latest news. I love using the Trade Checker. I think that's cool. And I will say, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you guys have had the Trade Checker longer than a lot of the other bigger websites that maybe, like ESPN, came out with their Trade Checker. But I think you guys had it first, didn't you?
We did, actually. We did have it first. But for whatever reason, I guess because we aren't nearly as large as the rest, they kind of adopted, I guess you could say, our philosophy and our take on that. But the people like yourself and the people that have been with Real GM from the beginning almost know that we kind of came up with that, and a lot of NBA teams do happen to use it, so we have that distinction as well. So, you know, like you said, we focus on our wiretap. We like to be a nice news aggregate, so you can kind of come to Real GM and be from anywhere in the country and really find out what's going on with each team and each player.
Right. You know, I always give you guys credit for the Trade Checker, and I always come and check out the wiretap. You guys do a great job of getting not just the main headlines, but from some specific stories from each individual newspaper at other places and different sources. So, and also like your message board, you have it separated by each individual NBA team, and it's usually actually really active. Sometimes you go to some more websites and they don't have enough traffic to have a busy message board, but you guys certainly have a great message board as well. So that's a great little website. It's a great website for basketball. And you do a little football and baseball as well. So it's not just basketball, right?
Yeah. We expanded, I believe it was in maybe 2006, to include baseball, football, and hockey, whereas we started with the NBA back in 2000. I've been with Real GM since 2005, so I've been with them since the birth of baseball and football, and thanks to Jeff Risden, a really great NFL analyst that we have that's really well connected to a lot of NFL teams and scouts, our football site is growing pretty rapidly.
Right. And we're talking to Andrew Perna of RealGM.com. It's a great website. You should check it out. Now let's talk a little bit about this upcoming NBA season. Let's start with the Los Angeles Lakers. They lose Trevor Ariza, but they bring in Ron Artest. In your mind, did they get better or did they get worse?
I think they got better, but obviously a lot of people will say, and I tend to agree a little bit, that they probably get a little more combustible. I think a straight swap, one for one, Artest for Ariza is pretty good for the Lakers, at least right now. Obviously, Ariza's still a pretty young kid, so you don't know exactly what his future might hold. But to add a guy like Ron Artest after winning a title, I think improves their chances of defending that title, assuming he, you know, plays nice. He played pretty nicely in Houston, so I don't see it being a huge problem, especially if they're winning games. But anyone who's anyone in basketball will obviously point to the fact that Ron Artest is a pretty unpredictable personality. And while I do think the acquisition makes the Lakers better, there's obviously some chances that are being taken.
Right. And I think purely just from looking down on paper, Ron Artest is obviously a little better than Trevor Ariza, I think. One thing I'm curious how Artest will fit in the triangle offense. I think Trevor Ariza, you know, was a really good glue guy, really good fit in what the Lakers were doing last year. So I'm just curious to see, and like you said, if Ron Artest stays happy and stays, you know, acting right, that can sometimes be an issue with Artest. So
I mean, obviously, it's already come out of L.A. a little bit that he's having some trouble, you know, learning and getting comfortable with the offense, and that's, I guess, that's what the preseason is for. But certainly, you know, what you just said is certainly not unfounded, because there are some adjustments that will need to be made.
Right. And I know how tough the triangle offense is. I played that. We ran that offense in college myself. It was difficult when I was a freshman trying to learn that offense. But let's move on to another contender, the Boston Celtics. They bring in Rasheed Wallace. Hopefully Garnett's going to be healthy. What do you think about the Celtics this year, and how do they rank with the rest of the East with Orlando and Cleveland?
I'm taking Boston as my favorite to come out of the East. I think, you know, they came within a win of the conference finals without a first ballot Hall of Famer in Kevin Garnett, who's arguably their best player. They were still damn close to, you know, repeating without him. Add him back into the mix, and a guy like Rasheed Wallace, and I think they're even stronger than they were when they won the title. I just moved to Massachusetts, and I've already been to a few Celtic events this month, and Garnett looks pretty strong. And they always seem to have, or at least since the Big Three came, they always seem to be very focused. Something changed in Doc Rivers and Paul Pierce, I believe, when Allen and Garnett arrived. And they're determined. I think ultimately it's going to be their, you know, title to lose as far as the Eastern Conference goes. And even barring an injury, I think they'll still be able to hang in the conversation, because, just like I said at the top, you know, they did it without Garnett last year.
Right. I would probably have the Celtics top at the top of the Eastern Conference as well. You know, Vince Carter's a talented player for the Orlando Magic now, but I would rather have them, the team they had last year with Hedo Turkoglu. It seemed like they had great chemistry and were really flowing. I think Orlando will be really talented, but I think they'll take a step back and will definitely not make the NBA Finals this season.
I mean, it's gonna be hard not to take a step back, because obviously to take a step forward, they're going to have to make the Finals. And, you know, some people will say they have to win to take a step forward and
right. Maybe
just post a few more wins. It's going to be very hard, I think, because not only do I think Boston will be strong once again, but like you said, they made a lot of changes. A lot of people were very critical of the fact that Otis Smith chose to make so many different changes with the team even after they made it all the way to the Finals. You know, he contended that he didn't want to stand pat and he wanted to keep up with the Joneses, and while I certainly can, I certainly see where he's coming from. I think they made a lot of big moves. I think maybe some little tinkering might have been just what the doctor ordered. So they have certainly more question marks, I think, than they had last year. And heading into a season where, you know, you got Cleveland and Boston in the conversation, you don't want a lot of question marks.
Right. I think it'll be interesting to watch down there in Orlando. Then the other contender, Cleveland, they bring in Shaq. Now tell me, how good do you think Cleveland will be this season, and what kind of impact do you think it'll have on LeBron as far as staying after this season?
You know, I've taken a lot of heat because one of the most recent NBA previews that I wrote was for Cleveland, and I really am not nearly as high on the acquisition of Shaquille O'Neal as a lot of Cleveland is. I obviously think he'll, adding a future Hall of Famer and a guy of his caliber usually can never hurt you, and he's certainly shown that he has more gas in the tank than it looked like he had 2 years ago. But with that said, he's very similar to Ilgauskas in that he's a slow plotting center. He may be a little more agile, or was a little more agile than Ilgauskas, and you know, in the heart of his career. But I think he'll have issues when they like to run. LeBron and Mo Williams like to get out on the break when they got the ball. You know, when they grab an easy rebound. And you're going to have Shaquille O'Neal kind of stuck in the middle of the court at times because of that, especially when they're playing teams, you know, opposing teams that like to run up-tempo offenses as well. I see them taking a little step down as far as the win total goes. If I'm not mistaken, just off the top of my head, I think they won about 66 last year. So maybe something closer to 60 or in the high 50s is where I'm looking at, just because I think Boston will be stronger. And I think some of the lower teams in the East, you know, the 4-10 type teams, got stronger this offseason, so they might play the Cavaliers a little tougher. But with all that said, it's really hard to predict LeBron's future. I think a lot will ride on Cleveland's success. And as far as Cleveland goes, they want the Shaquille O'Neal marriage to work very well, because if Cleveland wins, I think that just gives LeBron more incentive to stay.
Right. And also be interesting to watch the salary cap for next year, if it goes up or if it goes down, and what teams can afford LeBron, because obviously LeBron won't be cheap.
Obviously, and, you know, it looks as of right now, every indication is that the salary cap is going to go down. And obviously LeBron's going to get that max contract, which if the salary cap goes down, it will go down because the, you know, a max contract is basically a percentage of the salary cap. So teams are lucky in that they can't really control that. So every team will kind of be in the same boat as far as that's concerned with it, when they're courting LeBron. But also the Cavaliers might have that, a bigger trump card if the salary cap does go down significantly because he plays in Cleveland right now. They'll be able to offer him more money than any other team.
Right. They'll be offered. Well, hopefully LeBron will stay. I think it'd be interesting. I can't obviously blame him if he does decide to go to New York. We've got Andrew Perner from RealGM.com on the line. He knows his NBA stuff. You should definitely check out RealGM.com. We're coming up against the break. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. We certainly thank Andrew for coming on and sharing a little NBA knowledge with us. Thanks, Andrew.
No problem, Ron. Anytime.
All right. Thanks for coming on. We'll be back in just a minute with more fancy football talk. Don't go anywhere.
Be a part of the fastest growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your LeafGuard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the LeafGuard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for LeafGuard.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's a secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com. Have you heard about Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing? Well, listen up, because Miracle Glaze is the choice for car dealers and professionals in the detail industry. Now, the big problem with most tire dressings is they sling off your tires and back onto your paint job. It's a mess, and nobody wants that. So Miracle Glaze introduces new technology that never stains, never slings. It bonds to your tire surfaces within minutes, no wiping necessary. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff today with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Check out MiracleGlaze.com for more information today.
Definitely check out our buddies at Miracle Glaze, MiracleGlaze.com. They prove it to you that they are the best. The sling test, little demo of the product. You make sure you know it's the best. Now our Bay Bracket. Rick, what's the criteria this week?
This week I went in and thought, you know what, I've been playing a little bit of Scrabble lately. Thought we're going to take their names, plug them into the Scrabble board, and how many points they score on the Scrabble, you know, by the tiles, that's who wins this week.
This will be good.
All right, let's start off with number 6 seed Taylor Swift versus 11 Christina Milian. Joe?
I'm going to keep it simple here. I'm going to go with the upset. Christina Milian, one of my favorites. I have to go there.
You know, I went and looked at a picture of her, too. She's real pretty.
Yes.
She's a good-looking girl. And actually, she has a big advantage here by having more letters in her name. That's a big advantage here. She wins 24-20 over Taylor Swift.
Ooh, close.
Yeah.
Close. You know, I think I'm going to have to complete the sweep here, Christina Milian over Taylor Swift.
Kind of creepy, even.
Easy,
what's
Kanye.
Taylor Swift's like, 15 years old?
Who are you now, creepy. Kanye West? You want to rain on her parade?
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. 3-seeded Christina Aguilera versus 14-seeded Cheryl Cole. She's actually British. You may not have heard of Cheryl Cole, but that's what Google's for, Joe.
You know what? I had not heard of her, and that's exactly what Google's for. I don't know what she sings, but I want to hear. So I'm going to go with Cheryl Cole with the upset.
Christina Aguilera gets 23 points. A lot of letters in that name. Cheryl Cole, a little better than I thought she'd do. She gets 20, but Christina Aguilera wins 23-20.
Right. You know, Cheryl Cole gets a strong upset bid. This is like where the 14 seed plays strong and ends up losing 72-70. But I'm going to have to stick with the favorite here. Christina Aguilera moves on. Number 7, Jessica Simpson versus 10-seeded Sierra. Start with you, Rick.
You know what? This one surprised me. Sierra, not very many letters there. She didn't have much of a chance. Just 7 points. But Jessica Simpson, you know, the J, pretty big points for a J. You get 8 points for that. So 27 points for her, 27-7. Pretty big beat down there.
And in case you missed the first part, the scoring criteria is based on Scrabble. And just in case you weren't 100% sure on what he was talking about.
The 10-7 matchup is one to always be scared, you know, with the 10 coming in because they're pretty close. And I think Sierra sings and dances better than Jessica Simpson, so I'm going with Sierra.
You know, I think this is one that if you it depends on what point in time you ask this question. If this was 3 or 4 years ago, I think it's hands down Jessica Simpson. But today, I'm going to go with Sierra here. A couple upsets for me. You know, I've normally been conservative on this Bay bracket. I'm going upset specials today. Our last one, Carrie Underwood against 15-seeded Kelly Rowland. Joe?
I'm going to go with a complete sweep here, all upsets. Number 15, Kelly Rowland over number 2, Carrie Underwood. And Beyonce is the number 1 seed in this bracket, and Kelly Rowland is probably about the closest you'll get to Beyonce, so I'm going to go with that sweep there.
Okay. Carrie Underwood, she came in with 22 points. Kelly Rowland came in with 23.
Ooh.
But I really like Carrie Underwood, so I put her middle name in, too, Marie. She comes out at 29 now, so she wins 29-23.
Good stuff. I have to stick with Carrie Underwood, and I really don't have anything else to add after that. So we're going to wrap that up. You're listening to The Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. We'd love to hear from you, radio at SportsOverload.com, Twitter.com/SportsOverload. Chime in and give us your thoughts. Thanks for listening. We'll have our free picks coming up next. You don't want to miss that.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire's surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high-gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Sick and tired of your dry, cracked feet? Tried everything you can find to heal them? Try Omnibalm Daily Foot Therapy with tea tree oil. It works. Tea tree oil has antiseptic, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory properties. It's powerful. And Omnibalm has 13%. That's more than twice as much as the other foot creams. Omnibalm's non-greasy and has effective moisturizers that really penetrate into rough, thick skin. Your feet will feel softer and more comfortable after using it for just a few days. Omnibalm's great for anyone who wants healthier feet, and it's especially helpful for diabetics who have to take extra care of their feet. Friends and family of the pharmacist who developed Omnibalm have been using it for almost 20 years, and now it's available to the rest of us. If nothing else has worked on your feet, try Omnibalm Daily Foot Therapy. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. To order, call 888-99-OMNIBALM or visit Omnibalm.com. That's 888-99-OMNIBALM or OMNIBALM.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Now what you've all been waiting for. Well, it may have been Rick's Bay Bracket votes, but we know you all like free picks as well. So we've got some great college and pro games to pick this week. It's a good crop of games to pick from. We're going to start with the Arkansas Razorbacks at the Ole Miss Rebels rivalry game. Houston not playing his old school Bobby Petrino, yada, yada, yada. Ole Miss, a 6.5-point home favorite. Start with you, Rick.
You know, I look at this. Arkansas looked really good against Florida. Probably should have won that game. They seem to be picking it up. You know, they seem to be getting better each week. Ole Miss seems to be the other way. They seem to be going downhill. You know, I like that 6.5 points. I'm going to take the points and take Arkansas.
I didn't buy Ole Miss to begin the season. I'm still not buying them now. They have a pretty good defense, but I'll take Arkansas with that 6.5 plus 6.5.
Right. The thing that's interesting about this game is it opened up as a 5.5-point line, and then 60 to 70% of the action is on Arkansas, but the line is still growing in Ole Miss's favor. That means Vegas is setting a trap. However, I think Vegas is wrong. I don't think they've understood the power Houston Nutt has to screw up a big game just yet. But they'll find out this week, Arkansas plus 6.5. Now we're moving to the Big Ten. Penn State at Michigan. Michigan's a 4.5-point home dog. Joe?
This is a game that's pretty hard for me. Penn State lost to Iowa at home, and Michigan played Iowa pretty tough at Iowa in a game that they probably should have won. When all things point to Penn State being better than Michigan as a complete team, Michigan still has their number somehow. But I'm going to go against the trend here, and I'm going to take Penn State minus 4.5.
Yeah, it's been 11 years since Penn State's beat Michigan. And that's hard to believe. I mean, they missed some. You know, they hadn't played every one of those years, but that's just incredible to me to see that. But I'm like Joe. You know, Penn State looks like a better team to me. I think they're more than 4.5 points better than Michigan. I would have put that line somewhere close to a touchdown, so I'm going to go with Penn State.
Right. Penn State really didn't play well out the gate the first three or four games of the year. They played cupcakes the first 3 years, but didn't really – 3 weeks, I mean, of the season, didn't really pound them like they should have. And then they, you know, lost at Iowa. The last few weeks they've started to play better than they've been playing last week, a 20-0 win over Minnesota. They got my attention a little bit. They're playing better defense than they've been playing. I take Penn State minus 4.5 over Michigan. I think they fluster Troy Forcier, the freshman quarterback. Now an odd line, Oklahoma at Kansas. Kansas a 7.5-point home dog despite still being in the top 25. Rick?
You know, like you said, that just seems really odd to me. No Bradford, probably no DeMarco Murray. This is a big game for Kansas. Look, this is one they need to win to move up. Yeah, I'm taking Kansas in those points. That looks like a no-brainer to me.
I'm going to go with Kansas as well. Todd Reesing and the Kansas Jayhawks still getting no respect. I'm going to take Kansas plus the 7.5. I think Oklahoma just has too many injuries, too much going on. They put a lot of emotion into the game last week, so Kansas at home.
Can I take neither? Is that an option?
That's an option.
Because Kansas lost, you know, last week to Colorado. And then the week before that, they haven't been playing well the last couple weeks. They almost lost to Iowa State 2 weeks ago. So Kansas hadn't played well either. Oklahoma doesn't have Bradford, just lost their rivalry game to Texas, you know, the whole letdown the week after a big game, that whole thing. So this is a game, you know, can I just pick neither? But I'm going to take the points because they're, you know, might as well just take the points and hope it's close. Kansas plus 7.5 here.
Well, it is hard to imagine OU with a losing record, though. You know, 3-4, that's what they're looking at. I don't know.
Right. Well, the key there is 7.5. You know, I think this line should have been 3 points one way or the other.
Yeah.
So now the biggest game of the week comes from the Mountain West. TCU at BYU. BYU, a couple points of a dog at home, but it's a small line. What do you think here, Rick?
You know, I love TCU. I love the team speed. I mean, their secondary just seems like they're all over the field. But 2.5 points at home, and I can get BYU. My brain just tells me take that. Take the points and a home dog. Yeah, I'm going BYU.
I'm going to go with TCU. I think this game will be a lot like the BYU-Oklahoma game. TCU has such a tough defense, and I think they can get it done on the road, and I'll take them minus 2.5.
Right. This is a game that's just, you know, it's obviously a coin flip. Last year it was BYU that was undefeated, and they played at TCU, and TCU thumped them. This year TCU has to play at BYU. I'm still taking TCU because BYU struggles against teams with great speed. You know, this is where we would have in parentheses see Florida State. Florida State's had an awful year, but because of that team speed, they gave BYU trouble and put up 50 on BYU. I'm taking TCU here to march on and stay undefeated. So moving on to the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers are a 4-point home favorite. Joe, what do you think?
Well, this is where I usually think the Steelers are getting, you know, too many points here. It's too many points, but you know, they're passing the ball well with Ben Roethlisberger, the receivers, and I think they can do some damage on that Minnesota defense. They've done well the past couple of weeks throwing the ball, so I'm going to take the Steelers minus four at home. Mike Tomlin playing his old team, too. Remember that.
You know, I'm going with Joe on this one. I'm taking the Vikings. I think the Steelers defense will actually slow down significantly Adrian Peterson, which is a big step. I mean, but if they can force Favre to beat him, I like Favre throwing into that secondary. I think that secondary will pick off two or three passes. So I'm going to lay those points and take the Steelers.
Wow, both of you taking the Steelers at home minus four.
Yeah. What you got for us?
Upset special. The Vikings stay undefeated, plus four. I think it's an ugly, low-scoring game, though. I do think in the end, I just think the Vikings have been a little bit more complete. And with Brett Favre, they just seem to have the magic going. They seem to find ways to win. And the other thing is, hey, even if the Steelers win this game, they've won a lot of close games like this, 16-13, somewhere along those lines, and they win by a field goal. So the plus four is key to me. I'm taking the Vikings plus four, and I think it's the safe play. Now, the Falcons at the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys off a bye. What in the world do we expect from Dallas? They're a four-point home favorite. Let's start with you, Rick.
What I expect is a downward spiral to continue in Dallas. That team's in disarray. The quarterback's not as good as we thought he was. They've got a great tight end. They can't even get him the ball. You know, the Falcons look to be gearing it up and trying to keep up with the Saints. And honestly, the Falcons look like a team that maybe can keep up with the Saints. So I'm going to take the Falcons.
I don't understand the line on this game. I don't understand why Dallas. You know, I know they're playing at home, but 4 points? I'm going to have to go with the Falcons here. I think they're a more complete team, and I just think they get it done.
Right.
I think they win it, you know, overall. They win the game.
Yeah. Right. I was just about to say, I think the Falcons win straight up here because the Falcons are 4-1, and I think right now they're one of the better value plays in all of the NFL right now. Everybody talks about the Saints, the Giants, the Vikings. You know, so, and I think, you know, the Broncos obviously been the hot story lately. But nobody's talking about the Atlanta Falcons. You know, I think because the lines are based a lot on public perception and not necessarily reality. The Cowboys are always a popular team. That line is always going to be inflated. So take the value, take the Falcons plus four here. I think they win straight up, but take the points, you know, just as a nice little cherry on top. Our next game, the Chicago Bears at the Cincinnati Bengals. Let's start with you, Joe.
It seems like the Bears have been a team that have been kind of up and down here, but I see them going to Cincinnati and getting a win straight up there. I take the Bears plus the one.
You know, the Bears are in their last six road games as underdogs are 0-5-1. I think that continues. I think Cedric Benson's wanting to get this one. You know, I'm gonna take the Bengals.
Right. I think the Bengals. I think they peaked a little bit. They got out to a 4-1 start. Everybody got real excited. Then they had a little bit of a letdown win last week against the Texans. Antoine Odom, their defensive end who was leading the NFL and up towards the top of the NFL in sacks at 8. He's out. So I'm going to take the Bears. They've been up and down. Last week they were down. I think this week they're up. I'm taking the Bears plus one. Now we've got about 30 seconds left here. The Cardinals at the Giants. The Giants are a 7-point favorite. Rick?
I'm going to take the Cardinals. I'm taking the points mainly here. But the Cardinals can defend the run. That may give them a little bit of trouble, and Manning's still a little iffy. I'm going to take the Cardinals and the points.
Cardinals going east. I'm going to go with the Giants here. I think they bounce back, minus seven.
Right. The Giants have been a team that when they start playing bad, it usually continues for a few weeks. I actually have Cardinals straight up winning here at New York. I think it's going to catch some people by surprise. But I'm taking the Cardinals plus seven, flying across the country. I'm still taking it. I think it's going to catch people by storm. But I'll have my lock of the week for the next segment. You don't want to miss that. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. Don't go anywhere.
Be a part of the fastest growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's got to drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailers tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's a secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Now it's time for my locks of the week. Got three of them for you. Not just one and maybe a bonus pick or two. Three locks of the week for you. I'm going to start with Oregon State and USC. The Beavers are coming off a bye week. USC is playing a little bit of a sandwich game here. They had at Notre Dame last week, and then they play at Oregon the week after this. I'm taking Oregon State plus 20.5. Head coach Mike Riley has upset USC two of the last 3 years. They probably don't win straight up, but Oregon State plus 20.5 versus USC is one of my locks of the week. The next one, it's very straightforward and simple. Colts minus 13 at the Rams. Colts off a bye week against a terrible Rams team. The Colts may score 40. Who knows? So I'm taking the Colts there. Then the last one, this is not a game you want to watch. Just occasionally check the score every now and then. But the Bills, the Panthers, under 37 points. These two teams cannot score. It's going to be nasty. Trent Edwards is doubtful. Ryan Fitzpatrick will probably fill in. His 10 of 25, 116-yard game versus the Jets is not exactly scaring me. Neither does Jake Delhomme. When both quarterbacks are awful, that typically points to the under. I'm taking Bills, Panthers, under 37. So, and to review, Oregon State plus 20.5, Colts minus 13, Bills, Panthers under 37. And those are your three locks of the week. I want to give a special thanks to Andrew Perner, RealGM.com, for coming on and talking a little NBA with us. Special thanks to our producer, James Ford, always does a great job back there. All the technical difficulties that could come up that don't. NBA is about to get started. Got a little power rankings 1 through 30 on the website. How are you feeling about this NBA season, Rick?
You know, I'm more excited about this one than I have been one in a while, actually. I'm not a huge NBA fan, but this year I'm kind of fired up about it. I'm interested to see if the Cavaliers are for real. I like Shaq going there. I seem to be out on an island by myself there, but I like Shaq going to the Cavaliers, and I think it'll make a big difference.
On the other side, I'm a Lakers fan, so I'm very excited to see what Ron Artest brings to the mix there. I think he makes them a better team overall.
Right. Well, see, as I mentioned earlier, because I played in the triangle offense in college, I know how difficult it is and also how specific the type of player you need to play in that offense. Ron Artest is not the best shooter in the world. He's not the best passer in the world. And you have to play a little bit different role than he's had to play in the past. I'm curious to see how Artest plays in the triangle offense the first few weeks of the season. There will probably be a little bit of an adjustment period. I have to go with the Celtics as the best team in the NBA. I love their starting lineup of Rondo, Ray Allen, Pierce, Garnett, Rasheed Wallace. I just think that's a nasty starting five, particularly if they can stay healthy. But anyway, so definitely check out our power rankings on sportsoverload.com. We've ranked every NBA team 1 through 30. Keep in mind, get every college top 25 winner every week against the spread. Get every NFL winner against the spread and the total. Where else can you get that many picks for free? Sportsoverload.com. So next week we'll have Scott Wright of NFLDraftCountdown.com. For Rick Atkinson and Joe Franklin, I'm Ron Jumper. Thanks for listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. See you next week.